Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, I am so happy that you're here. And this morning, we're talking about self-care and presenting the four pillars of well-being with Dr. J.R. Hives. Now, what I do a little bit differently than what I've done before is I start each show with my why. So why I do this show. So I was a bodybuilder and was misdiagnosed in 1997 and put on like 20 different medications or plus, and had about the same number of chronic diseases. Here's the exciting news. I reversed all of that against my doctor's wishes using plants and energy-based healing. So for me, this is a mission. I love to share about how you can reclaim your health. Now, knowing that I don't know all, I bring on the experts who can fill in the gaps of those things that I don't know, like Dr. JR. So let me bring on Dr. JR. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody.
happy Tuesday. It is a happy Tuesday. So tell us a little bit, you know, because I'm going to assume that not everybody was able to tune into the show last time. Tell us a little bit again about why you do what you do, because I think it's so important. Nobody really cares about what you do until they know why you do it.
Very true. So, you know, I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine. I studied, did my doctorate and PhD in China, but I also consider myself a holistic doctor in the sense that I have learned and been trained in various art forms, not only the paradigm of Chinese or Oriental medicine, but also a method known as Sintergetica, which we mentioned last time, mm-hmm. which is a synthesis of many of the world's various paradigms of wellness, ranging from Oriental medicine to Ayurveda, to Tibetan medicine, shamanism, bioenergetics, biocybernetics.
So are you trained in shamanism as well?
Yes. Yes, we use shamanic techniques, I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's about trying to find the best suitable approach to aiding somebody in their to reclaim their state of optimal well-being. That is what we do. That is what all healers do in the world.
Right.
You know, my quote since the beginning of this journey is that I treat everything. I don't cure anything.
Right. Okay? Right. Exactly. I treat everything, but I don't cure
you
anything. Because your body
exactly.
does it. Yeah, your body does it.
Exactly.
I have an important question.
I started off at a very young age. I mean, you know, somewhere along the, you know, the ages of 4, 5, 6, I started dabbling with energy and playing around, waving my hands and feeling that there was something there. And also being able to see energy and being able to interact with energy. So the way I describe it is that energy was my first friend mm-hmm. and my first language.
Yeah, right? Because it's also the first language when you walk in the door.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? People don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, hello. They feel that before they hear anything that comes out of your mouth.
it's about, you know, when somebody comes to see me in a clinic setting, mm-hmm. my number one question is, how can I make your day better? And sometimes that is in terms of, you know, medical terms. Sometimes that is just a matter of uplifting the consciousness, uplifting the spirit. And there is nothing more powerful. There is no technique, ABC, 1, 2, 3, that is more powerful than the act of giving a conscious hug, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmaster so-and-so from technique, this, and that, has nothing in comparison to a mother that cradles her child and rocks left and right. And suddenly you see this huge smile on a baby's face and this feeling.
But hold on, JR, we can do that for ourselves with Reiki.
Everyone can do that.
Right.
Everyone
can
do that.
So what people are unaware of is the power. Sorry, something fell there. One of my oils. Mm-hmm. But people are unaware of the power of their own hands.
Of course. Their intention.
Yeah. They have the power within. But I have a question for you, and it's not on our list, but I'm called to ask it.
Of course.
Before I do that, Andrew Calhoun's on YouTube, and he says, you know, that's my husband.
Okay. I had to. Great. Yeah.
treat everything but cures nothing. Love it. Give the body the tools it needs to heal itself all day long, and that's what we practice. And so I'm called to ask this because you're a shaman. I'm a shaman. I do distance healing all the time. Can you do distance acupuncture or acupressure? It wouldn't
yes.
be the needle.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Without the needles? Yes.
Yeah, without the needles, right? So it's an acupressure.
Unless you do a technique called flying needle technique. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Just don't let anybody get in the way when those needles are flying. It's my favorite place to be is on needles.
Of course, you can do acupressure, mm-hmm. or you can do oriental medicine and use acupuncture as one of the methods or acupressure as one of the methods to show the person on the other side of either the screen or the phone where to tap and where to stimulate and what points to find so that they can do it on themselves. Just because I do acupuncture does not mean that someone who seeks my assistance needs to come see me in person. In fact, it's not just about acupuncture. Of course, acupuncture is the more common term for energy medicine, at least in the West.
Yeah.
The second one to that it would be Reiki, for example. But, you know, it's a distance healing.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same thing is talking to someone on the phone that's 6,000 miles away.
Right.
And they mention that they are eating a lemon with some salt. And suddenly your mouth waters. Well, that is an interchange. That is an exchange. That is an interaction that is biochemical to an awareness of somebody that is 6,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So just like describing the lemon and salt, my affection, my intention to bring about a healing approach or a healing resonance
mm-hmm.
to an individual does not necessarily have to be within the four walls that encompass my space. It is always about being able to offer your heart. It is always about being able to offer any insight that you may have through training
mm-hmm.
And intention. That's all. That's what we do. And
right.
Again,
and
going back to that
part. So powerful. And I believe that people are waking up to that fact.
They're understanding it.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, the term holistic care or holistic medicine or holistic health, I don't know why it's more common to see it with the H in the front, holistic with an H. It should be holistic with a W. I've always said this since the beginning.
Love it.
Holistic. You can take it very spiritual, if you'd like,
mm-hmm.
or you could take it very concrete. But the fact still remains is that practitioners of holistic wellness always look at big picture. So it's not just about the physical body. It's not just about physical discomfort or physical disease. And I'll repeat what I said last time. Disease is two words. Dis-ease. It's something, life is no longer in a state of ease. That's all it is. Okay? That out of the way. But it's not just the physical body. It's not just the mind. It's not just the consciousness. It's not just the emotions. It's finances. It's, you know, tax season. It's it's our social interactions. It is the way the relationship we have with ourself, the self with a capital S that resides within the body. And it is also the relationship we have with our environment. All of that encompasses this big picture that I like to call holistic with a W.
Right. And now let me just pause for a moment. It's about our environment and, you know, the relationship we have with our environment. You know, I had a friend call me yesterday. Her dogs were acting up kind of funky. She put the bot on them, which is our, you know, our sound frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And they had calm within a few minutes. She did research this morning and found out that there were, I'm actually going to quote this. Hold on a second. this is really important. Within a, hold on, I want to say 2 or 3 mile radius. Hold on. Here we go. So there were 40 towers and 95 antennas within a 3 mile radius of her home. And she, and so we're no longer wondering why she wakes up, you know, why she's waking up with a headache. We're no longer wondering why the dogs are now all of a sudden very agitated. And of course we have solutions for it. You know, she does use the bot every morning, but why should you have to fry your brain while you sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we use the whole house neutralizers. You just plug it into, you know, plug it in and forget about it. And you can use it for your car, and you can use it. Mine is out here. I have one that I bought for my body. And I like this. And I resisted buying this for a long time because it's not cheap. But anyway, not that things have to be cheap. Don't get me wrong. But the point was, I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get it, and it's been years. So I finally break down. I buy one. And I make sure that the chain that they sell the pendant, right? So, you know, I represent that company. They sell the pendant, not the chain. So I made sure I got a chain that was right by my, so the pendant lays at my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if anybody ever sees it, because I'm kind of more into my other jewelry, but
mm-hmm.
it's pretty. I mean, it's super pretty, but my girlfriend makes these. So, you know, the point is that, like, I'm protected in my environment wherever I walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made with rare earth minerals. And there's a cool story about it, but we'll do that for another day. And, you know, what I'd like to do is start, though, with, so let me make sure I stay on target here, JR.
If I may iterate something.
Yeah.
Okay. When you claim your optimal state of being,
mm-hmm.
there is not a necessity for having all of these tools, gadgets, toys that are available, and thank God they are available, right? It's not a necessity because now you are vibrating, you are vibing, as they say, at a frequency that is elevated to a degree where electromagnetic fields, for example, or emotions, or the list goes on, don't necessarily have to interfere with the individual.
I agree with that, though, but here's the thing, Dr. JR. For most of the population, that's a tough nut to crack.
True. And this is why my invitation to everybody, take it with a grain of salt. Every morning, in fact, do it. Let's do this right now. Let's mm-hmm. let's close our eyes.
Let me just prep everybody. So we're doing the four pillars of health, okay? And it's meditation, you know, understanding our food. Third is fasting, and fourth is movement. So what Dr. JR is going to start with first now is meditation. And what does meditation lead to? Let me just ask you that before we get people going.
Meditation is nothing more and nothing less than the art of pausing. We'll get into that in a second. I'd like to invite those of you that feel pulled to do so, mm-hmm. all right, to just close your eyes, all right? Close your eyes for a split second. Listen to your breath. Don't try to change it or anything. Just inhale, exhale, nice and calm, nice and relaxed. And I'd like to offer everybody, invite everybody to make a command right here, right now. And this command could be to yourself, to your higher self, to source, to universe, to whatever you want, to say it to. The command is this, and the command, there are many words for it, but I'm going to use the term command. It is now commanded that my vibrational frequency be elevated to the best for my highest and best self. Okay? And as you resonate, as you linger in that state, be the witness of how you feel when you make that command.
So can you repeat the command again?
It is now commanded.
It is now, I'm gonna type it in. It is now commanded.
That my vibrational frequency.
My vibrational frequency. If I spell that right, hold on.
Be elevated. To the best. For my highest and best self.
All right, so.
See how you feel. You may feel nothing, and that's perfectly okay and acceptable. But
well,
you.
Yeah, I mean, some will feel something.
Sense of like, this maybe wakefulness, maybe, you know, suddenly you feel a little bit lighter, you feel a little bit more awake, whatever the case may be. But if you get good at elevating your personal vibrational frequency, because everything is based on resonance, and that was our previous podcast together, right? If you intentionally raise your own vibration every single morning, you set the tone for the day ahead, right? And now factors might not be as influential as they may be when your vibrational frequency is at a lower state.
Totally agree. I actually teach people how to recycle bad energy for good. I mean, it's just, you know, a different way of twisting it. And Zelda, who's our Monday show host, Stress Release Coach, Zelda Speaks, says, Grand Rising, beautiful teachers, started turning cell phone off during the day for a couple of hours and now turn cell phone off at 7 p.m. Self-preservation leads to well-being. Totally get that, Zelda. But to really get rid of all the EMF, I would do, honestly, what Dr. JR said, and then you have to turn off everything. No, I'm just joking. Just joking.
You know, we live in a society that's technological.
Right.
Right? It is the reality.
Right.
You either jump on board ship or you get left behind. That's it. Done. Right? So there are tools. There are toys, like I call them, out there, like the one you just mentioned, Jody, that worked beautifully to create that sponge, for example, that is necessary to filter what comes in and interacts with our being. Okay? I'm just offering a tool that when you get good at it, you can set that intention very quickly, and you could do this multiple times a day.
Oh, totally. I mean, I do this. I have keywords for my spirit guide. I have keywords for my spirit guide. And that way I don't have to, like, spell it out for them. I give them my keyword, and they're like, boom, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right?
And that's what I teach in my classes. And so, and Zelda, you have the information in the class that I taught you and the rest of the team. So get your notes out. And then whatever you read, give it a key word for what you want to call it, Zelda. All right? And, like that. So
I just wanted to offer that and then answer your question to meditation, if you want to go directly into that.
Sure. So we have 6 minutes before we go to commercial.
Already?
That's how fast this goes.
When you're flying.
Pardon me?
Time's fun when you're flying.
I know, right? So the act, meditation is the act of causing, right? And it leads to three things, right? So go ahead.
So, you know, there are many forms of meditation. The more common one that has been popularized here in the West is mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And mindfulness is a powerful technique where you essentially bring your awareness to your breath. And why that is so important is because we breathe in the present moment. Mm-hmm. We don't breathe in the past. We don't breathe in the future. We breathe here and now. So by consciously connecting to our breath, we are essentially bringing our consciousness, bringing our awareness to the present moment, okay? And that act alone allows us to ignite an inner calmness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We live in a chaotic world. However, chaos is not a bad thing. It has a bad connotation, but it's not a bad thing. What is chaos? Chaos is constant movement, okay? Without constant movement, the Big Bang wouldn't have happened. Without constant movement, we would not be here, right? The reality is that everything is vibration. And what is vibration if it's not constant movement? Nothing in this plane of existence is idle, mm-hmm, at any point. So mindfulness is one of the techniques more popular in today's time. But there are many forms of meditations. You can do chanting. You can repeat affirmations in your mind. They don't have to be Sanskrit. They don't have to be Tibetan. They don't have to be an old language that is no longer used. You can do it in simple English or whatever your language is.
You can do it in simple Chinese.
Exactly.
If that is your language, then it's simple.
I can repeat to myself as many times as I want, or as much of a period as I want, today I will live in abundance.
Well, so this is what this reminds me of, right? So this stone is helps me. It's about manifesting abundance. And and the shape of it to me is like, all about abundance, right? Creating that pyramid.
Everything is a pyramid. We talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So there you go.
Right.
So before we go to commercial, which will be in a minute, I want to announce we had two winners for last month, which was February, for the intuitive readings. One is, and she doesn't know about this yet, Catherine DeZotel, yay you, and Janet Notardonado. And Janet, just forgive me here, okay? So I've known you forever. I don't know how to pronounce your last name well. And so you're just going to have to teach me, and I'm just going to own up to it right here on the show, okay? I've been embarrassed. So she and I used to work together 2 decades ago, and we reconnected, and she's an amazing soul. And I still can't pronounce your last name. So there. And I, whatever. I'm owning it. I love you, but can't do it. So you'll have to teach me. So, but anyways, you two are the winners for February. And we're going to pull another two winners in March for a free intuitive reading. Okay. And all you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, and which is Susan Essentials. All right. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about the second pillar, which is connecting with food. And we both have a lot to say about that, right? let's get the commercials going here. I seem to be challenged with that a little bit this morning. Here we go. Yay. Here's something about food.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based people. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, we've got a couple more commercials. And Janet said, I pronounced her name right. I you know, talk about my self-limiting beliefs, right? So I'm going to share a commercial that has not been uploaded, so I'm actually going to have to do it on a share screen. But this is, you know, kind of, it does play into the food is medicine mindset. And I'm working with a company that really shares my values. And I'm so excited about this, I can barely stand it. So here we go.
Live Elite. Can I get some of that?
I'll send you a sample.
That would be great, actually. I'd love to try that.
So actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop the share screen. I'm going to show everybody how easy this is. So here's my Elite packet, okay? I clip it off so I can carry this with me. And as long as I have water, okay, poured in.
I'm all about Elite.
Well, you don't even know the half of it. So, and it tastes like Kool-Aid, but it's not like ashwagandha in it. It doesn't have any sugar. It's good. And the other thing, which we'll talk about on the next break, is Renew, which is the same company. And I'll send you a sample of that as well. But people, this is crazy. So I think that nutrients really support, like, you being your super self, okay, really all day long. And this has everything that it needs. So it's great for your kids, too, because they're going to love it, and they can just take it to school. And we need to make sure that we're supporting our children with the proper nutrients as their body grows. Like, that's critical to me. And here's why. Guys, I was eating Hostess Ho-Hos and Twinkies. And not that my mom didn't make great food. She did. So, Mom, I'm not criticizing you. She made it. I ate Hostess Ho-Hos and Twinkies. You know, I still did what I did. So if we can find something that tastes like a Twinkie, but it's just with nutrients, no sugar, and they'll love it, and it's easy. And it, so hold on. And so it tastes so good. So yesterday morning, my husband and I, we got up, we had our Elite, we went for a walk to the health club, which kind of ties into the third section that we're going to talk about, movement or fourth. And we just had really good days. I thought I was giving my body the nutrients it needed. I'm here to tell you I was wrong. This stuff, it rocks. All right. So something you wanted to mention to have people get A. What is that?
You know, my rule of thumb, it's funny. I used to be the academic dean for a college, and my students loved me because my homework assignment, which is the same homework assignment I give my patients, is 10 minutes a day gives you an A. So same goes for meditation. Allow yourself the gift of pausing 10 minutes of every single day, and you will notice drastic, dramatic differences in your daily interactions and also your sleep that night, simply because you took 10 minutes to just sit back, relax, enjoy the show that we call life, okay? And just let things be, as opposed to
letting the wave.
I call all of us surfers of life, and I have no idea how to surf in physical terms.
Yeah, me neither.
We need to learn how to ride this wave that we call life, and make it as easy as possible, because we tend to make things so complicated. So meditation is key. It's actually, in my opinion, one of the most important factors that we must incorporate on a daily basis. And lastly, I will say meditation has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to
Thank you.
You can take it very spiritually, or you can take it very concretely, depending on what end goal or what you are striving for. But give yourself 10 minutes to pause on a daily basis. It makes an enormous difference.
So I want to do a yes and, okay? The yes and is this. Actually, there's 3 points. Number one, when I used to go to church, because I converted from Judaism to Christianity, and I am a Christ follower, and I love his teachings, and I don't know all of his teachings. Just don't, you know? And I went to church, and I mentioned in the group study that I did transcendental meditation, TM, which you don't have to do TM, right? You can do any type of meditation you choose, free will. And I got like ostracized fast. So here's the thing. You get to be you, okay? You can do any type of meditation. If you want to bring God into it, bring God into it. If you want to bring in a source, higher source, bring in, you know, higher source, Jesus. If you want to bring in Moses, if you want to bring in Buddha, name them, bring them in. Because if you believe them to be a higher power, you know, of love and light, then it's a good thing. And you do that. No one's here to tell you what to do. The second thing you mentioned was 10 minutes a day gives you an A. And I agree with that. I want to do a yes and. Sitting, this goes back, it's really the same old for me because I learned it in 2015, but sitting's the new smoking. So I try to get up 10 minutes of every hour from my chair. I will be the first one to tell you I'm not successful at it.
It's a practice.
Yeah.
It's a practice.
That mistake you can make out there, people,
you're
that I haven't already done. Just going to tell you. So 10 minutes a day gives you an A, but it could be 10 minutes of meditation and then 10 minutes of walking. And that's how I started. I did 10 minutes of walking. I walked down the stairs and up the stairs. There's 3 flights in Palatine, Illinois. And it took me 10 minutes to get up and down, at least, because I was disabled. So 10 minutes was a lot. So if that's where you're at and you're disabled, or you feel like you're disabled, or you don't feel, do 10 minutes of, you know, do what you can. If it's 5 minutes, give yourself some lots of love for doing the five.
To begin any practice, to begin any and all practices known to man today, 10 minutes a day is the starting point, after which you can continue 10 minutes every day, right? Or you can expand it. It's up to you, but allow yourself those 10 minutes to start a new regimen. That's what makes the difference.
Yeah, and I'm with you, but here's the thing I want to say to that. I agree, 10 minutes. But I also want to just say this. I want to make sure if you're not able to do 10 minutes, because I've been there, don't make yourself wrong. Love yourself anyway. Get up to the 10 minutes.
Very, very true.
Okay.
Very, very true.
I mean, and I'm just coming from the disabled person's viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true.
Okay.
Very, very true. If start off with a minute. Start off with 2 minutes, and that's perfectly fine. Get up to the 10 minutes because the 10-minute mark will allow you, for example, meditation. Mm-hmm. When you incorporate 10 minutes a day, suddenly it becomes part of you. It is sustained throughout the day and the night. So I'm not saying that you automatically become in a meditative state 24 hours a day. A part of you does.
It sure does. Well, here's the thing. Right? That's part of retraining your brain, right? And that's why, like when you're using the BOD, even if this is 10 minutes at minimum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it for 20, which is preferable. And the frequency that comes out of the BOD is lasting about 12 hours or so. So it's retraining your brain through meditation or through BOD or through humming, you know, whatever you choose. Okay? It's retraining your brain to be, emphasis on be, in a state that serves your highest self, period.
You mentioned states, and we're going to get to the second pillar, to the second.
I know.
You mentioned states. Mm-hmm. One, when meditation becomes a behavioral routine of yours, daily practice. Remember, practice makes perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daily practice, daily regimen. What happens during meditation are three things. One is that you get tranquility within the body. Your body becomes tranquil. Your body, you allow your body to just relax. Unclenching areas of your body, releasing tension within the muscles, the tendons, even the organs, the brain that has so much pressure in it during the day, okay? Tranquility is number one. So when the body becomes tranquil, your mind follows and you reach a state of serenity. So now we have tranquility, we have serenity. What is serenity? Serenity is nothing more and nothing less than the non-allowing of emotions to take over.
Non-allowing of emotions to take over. So to put that into Jody terms, do you want to be the dog or the tail?
All right. Okay. That's a good way to put it. Many people think serenity is this concept that, oh, we don't have emotions. We don't experience emotions.
No, we have them.
No, absolutely not. In fact, if anything, we invite them in more so than ever. We experience them 100%, tenfold, 100-fold, and then we let them go.
It releases the
guy. That is what serenity is.
So let me show, we're not going to move on from meditation just yet. First of all, and Andrew says there's a lot of nutritional products out there, and I've tried many. These products from New Age are the best. Thank you, Andrew. And he also says, yes, Dr. JR, everyone benefits from releasing tension. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you guys through what Andrew and I do, and this is easy to do for 10 minutes. Take your right hand and put it on your forehead. Take your left hand and put it on your heart. Close your eyes and just breathe in and release and let your body heal itself. So I guess we're not supposed to have downtime on the radio, but so I'll keep talking so they think that we're not off the air, but we'll keep it a very calm voice. So bring in God. Listen. Listen to your heart. and to God, bring in the love. Bring in God's love. And know that you're a child of God. And you are perfect. With all your flaws, you are perfect. Your flaws are what make you wonderfully delightful. And sometimes you make a mistake, scream out, plot twist, it's just a lesson. And bring back in God. How does that feel?
It's beautiful. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I love that pose.
That was very nice.
Yeah, keeps my brain calm.
Connecting mind and heart is what—it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think we have these paradigms of wellness, of mind body medicine and holistic health and stuff that goes on?
Mm-hmm.
It's always about mind. It's always about alignment. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. So what time? 8:46. Okay, so let's go back to our list.
Ready? Oh, okay.
So
you got a lot to cover.
So connecting with food, we are what we eat, right? Not an expression. And go ahead. You know what
this
I'm going to say about that, but go ahead.
This is my favorite. Because we've lost the language that we have with our food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How many people go to work and they have a lunch break and they, excuse me, my expression, they stuff their face.
Oh, no,
right?
I was one of those first people. Go ahead.
Right?
I'm stuffing my face.
In a very short amount of time, and they do it while standing or while typing an email and responding to this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is a ritual. Why is it a ritual? Because what you eat is going to nourish your body. The banana that you ate this morning is not a banana in your system anymore. Yes?
Correct.
It is part of you. It has transformed into you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything you eat becomes part of you.
Correct.
Well, the term you are what you eat is not just some concept. No, you are what you eat. However, in this disconnect of our interaction with food, we have experienced today's time, for example, where we have so many GI disorders.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
Problems with obesity,
mm-hmm.
problems with diabetes. The list goes on. I'm not going to go into that. But imagine what difference it would bring your body to have a plate in front of you of food and just connecting, building a rapport with the food that is in front of you for a split second. This only takes 30 seconds to do. When you have a plate in front of you, okay, whether it's hot or cold, doesn't matter. Hover your hands over it. Just by connecting your hands, just by feeling the food, you don't have to be an energy worker to do this. Just by feeling the food or thanking your food or saying, I love you to the food, for nourishing or
we're doing that now here.
Right?
We're doing that now here. So, I mean, I haven't been consistent about it. But, you know, I started telling my food I love it. I didn't do that to my elite. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do love you.
If you interact with the food, and if it sounds weird to say I love you to the food, don't say I love you, right? But just connect with the food.
Let me take the weirdness out. May I? Let me take the weirdness out. So, okay, here's my coffee, right? dandelion coffee. And I say, I love you, coffee. I am so grateful for you, right? And then I drink it. What frequency am I drinking? The frequency of love.
Correct.
Take the weirdness out. Cheers.
Correct. So now when you ingest this food that you have connected with, you have already developed a rapport with the nutrition before it comes anywhere close to the entrance of your digestive system, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that mouth has already started, now you have the necessary moisture in your mouth, the enzymes, et cetera, that comes with it to start breaking down the food before it enters your mouth,
yeah.
right? So by doing this action or by setting an intention, a mind, heart intention, thank you food for feeding me, right? You have already started the digestive system process, right?
Exactly.
When you take that first bite, your digestive system has already gone ding, 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 ding. I'm about to get food. Okay. I can now decipher correctly what my body needs, what this requires and what it does not require. Okay. And when it enters the various my digestive tract, which is about 27 feet long, if I'm not mistaken, it can be broken
down. That's a lot of feet. Did you say 27 feet?
It's long. I don't remember. It's over 20. But it's a process where it enters the various organ systems in order to be broken down and then used by the body or expelled by the body. Those are the two things that happens with our food. Yes?
Yes, like okay. Expel, you mean like poop and pee, right?
Exactly. Hopefully not the same end. So, sorry. But it's true. Now, what happens when just by simply doing that, making that connection with your food, your metabolizing, your GI juices are going to work that harder to break down the food appropriately and adequately and send them to nourish whatever part of the body needs nourishment. Now, again, it's all a practice, right? Life is a practice.
Yeah.
The more you do this, the more you will have a plate of food in front of you and you will be able to decipher, you know, my body does not want this type of food right now, and that's okay. My body prefers to have a little bit more of this right now, and that's okay.
Right, so now, you're not here to please anybody else, right?
You develop a conscious choice because of your awareness of what to eat and what not to eat. Mm-hmm. So now you don't have to follow a diet or an eating regimen because you have these disharmonies. Instead, your body is naturally going to tell you, you know, these mashed potatoes, I don't want them with gravy today. And that, or maybe I do want them with gravy, or maybe I want instead.
I don't think I ever want them with gravy, but that's just me, just saying.
Instead of, you know, the steak, maybe I prefer fish, whatever the case may be. Your body, it has a beautiful way of telling you what it needs, what it requires in order to be properly nourished. This is why I always say, especially to my patients, pay attention to your cravings. Not deny yourself cravings. Cravings are not only a way of the body to tell you, I need this right now, but it's also food for the soul. It is comforting for the body and for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So please, when you have a craving, enjoy your craving and be 100% with that craving. And do not, do not deny yourself. And two, do not be hard on yourself because you had a piece of chocolate.
You
right?
know I'm clairvoyant, right?
You know, every single person is allowed to have every single food type on a daily basis without problem. The only thing is have a piece of chocolate. Have the bar if you want to, but just don't have the bar every single day of your life.
So here, there you go. Define chocolate.
That looks good.
Oh, it is. Okay, here's my recommendation. So first of all, have a square. Okay? It comes in, I think, 8 squares. This is Hue chocolate. Have you had this yet?
I have not.
So Hue chocolate. It's back to human. They should pay me for this commercial, but we're not getting paid on this. It's simple dark chocolate. They also have other varieties, as you might imagine.
Okay.
So
I'm going to have to look them up.
Let me tell you all about it. Okay. So number one.
A piece of chocolate every day is so good for you.
Highest antioxidants on the planet, people.
Just not a Snickers bar every single day of your life. That's the thing.
Funny that you mention it. So we used to be equestrians, and we would go to the horse show. And I'm under 4 foot for sure. You know, maybe even shorter. But I'm running around the stables going, snicker, 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 snicker. So I'm eating chocolate all day long. But it's not good for you. Sorry. But these are. And here's what's in it. So let me talk about what's not in it. No refined sugar, no cane sugar, no sugar alcohol, no erythritol, no dairy, no soy, no palm oil, no lecithin, no emulsifiers. What does that mean? Let's see. It leaves. Oh, where'd it go? Okay. This is them. Where'd it go? Where's my list? I could probably just tell you. Here it is. Organic cacao. Organic unrefined coconut sugar, organic cocoa butter, certified trade ingredients. Now, here's one. It's pricey, especially if you're eating one whole package at a time. Not meant to do that. Number two, my suggestion to everyone I talk to about this, buy one. They sell them at Whole Foods. They're expensive, about $6 or $7, depending on the day. And then, if you like it as well as I do, keep in mind you take a square when you need to be grounded. Okay? This is grounding. Or you want to boost your antioxidants. Or you just have a taste for chocolate. Then buy it online. Go direct to the company and buy it in bulk. And you'll get it for about $4.50 or $5 a bar. And it's much more affordable. And it's not candy. It's a superfood. It fuels your brain. It fuels your body. And so when you start treating food as your medicine, you'll interact with it differently. Right?
There you go. You do not have to. Let me iterate something that you just mentioned. Food is about optimal wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used as medicine, yes, but you do not have to know how to use food as medicine if you learn to connect with the food that is in front of you, because your body is naturally going to tell you what it needs, wants, requires in order to be properly maintained.
Yeah, and I want to add to that. So I just gave like a directive, right? Have one square. Sometimes you're going to need 2 squares. And there's been days where I'm flighty and I needed 3 squares. But I'm not like eating three. I'm not eating a whole bar. I'm not eating 3 squares all the time. Most of the time I keep it a square. And I do want to use your body. I just one square, sit with you for a while. If you need the second square, grab it, you know, like that. But you'll find. Yeah, go ahead.
We used sweets as the example here because, you know, we in the West, we always think of sweets as a bad thing. Sweets are not a bad thing, first off. But if your
Unless
body
you're
craves
Twinkies,
salty.
Hostess, Ho-Hos, and Ding Dongs.
Well, a Ding Dong or a Ho-Ho is not bad, okay? As long as long, the ingredients are not good, okay? But as long as you do it as a soul comfort.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on, I ingested a 12-pack before workout.
And if you do it that way, allow yourself every now and then a ding-dong. But every now and then means one every couple of weeks, one a month, okay? Do not deny yourself that pleasure, but be mindful that there are other sweets out there that are much more healthy and optimal for you. But sweets are usually the to-go example of cravings, right?
Yeah, I just want to say something. If you like, I'm going to pick up, so Portillo's in Chicago, right? They have the most amazing chocolate cake, which I used to eat the whole cake. Okay, I mean, come on, look. You can't really see it here, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There was the girl eating the whole cake, okay? Just so, not okay, and it is filled with toxins. So make your own version of that cake without the toxins. I will tell you that Simple Mills has a box recipe for chocolate cake and frosting made with almond flour. Okay, you can do that. It's a protein. Now that shifts the whole reality. Instead of like having carbs bursting in your body, now you've got almond flour and coconut flour. It's different. Wouldn't you agree? I mean,
of course.
You have to have cake. I mean, let the cake feed you too.
And one more point I wanted to make with regards to this connection with food is that when you connect with your food and you start building this rapport with the food and making this a habit of yours, every time you're going to ingest, every time you're going to feed yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your body is going to naturally tell you when it is done.
Yeah, it is.
And that is key. That is key.
Whoa, hold on. I'm taking you back to how would you know if your body's done unless you do the pause?
Very true. Very true. Very true. You know, we should everybody should train themselves to eat until they are 80% full.
Mm-hmm.
Always leave an extra 20%. Okay, and the thing is, when you build this rapport with your food, and this is again a practice, it's not going to happen the first time you wave your hands over your food. Okay, this is a practice, right?
Yep.
But the more you build this practice, the more you build this relationship, the more your body is naturally going to tell you at 80%, I'm good. I don't need it. I'm satiated. Okay, and now no longer strive for the need or the behavioral necessity to overburden our body. And that is where health of the GI tract begins.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I actually teach people about gut health. But if what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial. We have
more.
Yes, it's dirty, but we're actually late. So we'll go to, hold on. So we're going to play a couple on Blog Talk. So Naima, who's our executive producer, has her show tomorrow, and we'll just let that air. Hold on, here we go.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
And we have Nelson.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Okay, we have one more commercial coming up here, and we're going to be joined by our girlfriend here in a minute, which is why I put on my gear. Yeah, you hear them. Hold on.
I hear them.
Hold on. She's like, oh, this is so funny, Mommy. I'm so excited. I can barely handle it, Mommy. Okay.
Look at them.
All right. Here's your boyfriend.
Hello, my dears.
Oh, she's so happy.
Oh, so cute. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Are you being shy? Are you hiding behind Mama's hair? Okay. All right. So let me just play one other commercial here. So this is actually launching on the 23rd.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique she can share with friends to begin Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
All right, so we are at another commercial. It's a Jody commercial because this is so critical. We have a video for it, so I'm just going to share the screen. And while I'm doing that, Dr. JR is going to get his contact information and share it with me on our private chat so we can make sure that you have a way to connect with Dr. JR. He's in the Chicago area. He works at Be Optimal. He's amazing. So let me just do this. So this is the other product that, and I wonder if I have, I may have, so it looks like I may need to modify what I was doing. Okay, so let's see what's showing on the screen. So let me stop the screen share, and I'm going to take it to another one. So what I'm going to tell you the story. So as everyone knows, I moved to Georgia from Illinois. Our things were stolen. We were stuck in a hotel for 2.5 months versus buying a home or renting. It was not the funnest experience I ever had. I got depressed. I had no energy. And this is just like a little while ago. So anyway, the point being is that I had an opportunity to reclaim my health all over again. You know, thank you, God, for all of that. And so the point being is, and I think, here it is. Okay, so let me just do this. I think I can share this screen now. The point is that it's interesting, of course, what we're talking about today is the four pillars of health, because you start with meditation, 10 minutes a day gives you an A. You got to have nutrient dense meals, I think. And one of the ways also is to get a deep sleep. And how I did that and continue to do that now is by, let me just go here. I think this is it. Oh, this is it. Got it. Okay. Is this. So this product called Renew, which I have the packet here. Let me just show this packet. This packet's amazing. So this I take 30 minutes before I go to bed. So I demonstrated to you earlier, I cut it open and I put it into this glass of water. Well, you're doing the same thing before you go to bed. And it has so many amazing nutrients in it, it blows me away. And here's the key thing. I'm just going to kind of go through this because I want to just show the one slide. It activates the pituitary gland. And our pituitary gland, I'm going to sneeze, hold on.
Bless you.
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you.
You
have just
cutest sneeze. Thank you. So in our 30s, HGH, human growth hormone, starts to decline and decreases 15% for every decade of life, causing a various of age-related changes and impact on our weight, appearance, energy level, sexual performance, and especially for me, sleep. And so New Age came out with this product, and what it's basically doing is activating your pituitary gland, and it's patent-pending technology. All I'm going to tell you is that if you're looking to reclaim your health, call me about this, because this is, for me, this has been amazing. That's my quick commercial on it, but my sleep is so deep. I'm getting REM sleep and I'm dreaming. I haven't dreamt in years. Here I am. I'm the health and wellness coach and I'm not dreaming. So the point is that, like, we all do what we do. I mean, we all have room to improve upon what it is that we're doing today. And as soon as we think that we're all that and we don't need room for improvement, that's when we stop growing. So I know that no matter how well, I know that no matter how well I take care of my body, there are external stressors that sometimes I don't have control over. So I think, I mean, I have more control over my body, but that was my opportunity to become better acquainted with the self. And how do I control myself when there's external stressors that are beyond my control? And so one of the ways is like what we were talking about is meditation, activity, and then nutrients. So that's my gig. So I have Dr. JR's information here, and I'm going to put it in the comments.
There is a fifth pillar that I usually talk about, but separately from the four pillars that we are talking about today.
Okay.
And that is correct and adequate sleep. So one day we will have to have a discussion just on sleep, because I could talk hours on end on that.
Well, yeah, see, same here, right? And you know, getting GABA, getting your body to produce GABA, L-theanine, you know, not having the blue light. I mean, we can talk on hours for that. And I'm guilty all day long about, like, I'm on my phone before I go to bed. So I want to make sure that we make sure that people know how to reach out to you. So Dr. J.R. Jean Raphael.
Yes, correct. Jean Raphael, right?
Man. I love
everybody calls me J.R. because I get Jean all the time, but it's the French way of pronouncing it. So Jean Raphael, hi, J.R. at the Optimal Holistic Health Center in Skokie, Illinois. Feel free to contact me. We do telehealth. I work with a wonderful team of doctors and practitioners. You do not have to be in person. We offer telehealth. We offer consultations. We offer treatments in person and via distance. And we are all about educating as well as aiding you in whatever means you deem you require or you deem necessary in order for you to live an optimal life. And that involves health, and that involves everything that is the W and A holistic aspect of your being. And the way we do it is through various methods and training backgrounds, but we all have the same end goal, and that is to help and educate everybody and anyone that is willing to learn something new. That's it.
And look at this handsome face.
You're very good, and thank you.
Look at that. So here you are. This is the website. It's already on
theoptimal.com.
Yeah. Theoptimal.com/JRHEIZ, right? And so
that is my profile.
And this is his profile. Acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, something I cannot pronounce. You want to pronounce that moxibustion and
moxibustion, tuina. They're all in the realm of Oriental medicine. There's energetica, which we mentioned earlier. There's manos, which is a hands-on medical energy medical approach. There's hypnosis. There's reiki. There's reconnection and reconnective healing and various other art forms that I've come across throughout my life. But please, when you go to Be Optimal's website, please visit all of our profiles. We have the best team of doctors and practitioners, and I have a great family that I work with, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to be part of Be Optimal.
Yeah, and let me talk about that. So I know Sis Ansel, and she's amazing. I love her dearly, and she's the one who connected us. And Abby, I've met Abby, and it's Carrie. Is it Carrie?
Dr. Carrie, yes.
Carrie. Yeah, both of them are amazing healers. Now, I have not been treated by either one of them, but intuitively, no, because as I connect with people, I don't connect with their physical body. I go into their energy soul, right? And so their energy body. And they are good people. They're so if you, and here's what I'm also going to say about that. So, like, I think that they're amazing. I think the whole team there is amazing, the ones that I've met. And I'm sure that if you like them, they must be amazing too, right? Like the ones I haven't met. Yeah, I was going to say, what I'm going to say is that it's important to connect with your healer and the person who's helping you to heal. And so if for whatever reason you don't connect with them, it's okay. You know, there may be somebody else on your path, you know, that's there to help you. But I would say that you really can't go wrong. You know,
I appreciate it. We do have a great team. And last thing I wanted to note before we go on, with our four pillars here is that every month, Dr. Kerry, Dr. Abby, and myself, we have something called Dinner with the Doctors, and that is an educational one-hour session that we do live on Instagram and Facebook and on Zoom on various topics of wellness. So Dr. Kerry, Dr. Abby, have them have their Dinner with the Dogs every second Tuesday of every month. I myself have it on every fourth Tuesday of every month from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So please join us online, you know, come visit us. Last thing this Friday, I'm so excited. This Friday coming up on the 11th, we are going to have a breath and sound magical moment, I should say, where I will be leading, and this is all in person at the Optimal, so please come join us.
It's going to be a long drive for me.
It's going to be a two-hour breath workshop, as well as a someone who I bow down to with his sound medicine, and that is Damian Perez. He is phenomenal with his soundscapes, and we're just going to have a great time. So if you are around, if you are near, please join us this Friday. Go on the Optimal website to know the exact time and location. Please join us. It's going to be great. Two hours.
So is it going to be at the location in Northbrook or Skokie? Will it be at the Skokie location?
Yes, it will be in the Skokie location.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have a large listenership in Illinois. So if you're in Illinois and you want to attend, let me just display that number again.
It's going to be amazing. It really is.
Yeah, so here's the number, 847-486-8000, Be Optimal in Skokie. It's on Old Orchard Road. I think that's right in the professional building.
It is right off of the 94 highway. This Friday is really going to be a magical moment. So everyone and anyone is welcome. You don't have to be a breath work connoisseur to come join us. It's going to be really magical.
Probably better if you're not. Learn from the best.
Right? It's going to be great. It's going to be 2 hours of intense yumminess.
I love that. Intense yumminess. Oh, yes. That's amazing. Wow. Oh, and here I clicked on this by accident, but I guess I didn't. So Andrew says, sleep, weight loss, better energy, vitality. Renew has been fantastic for me as well. Yeah, so I'm going to share a little bit about Andrew's story just for a moment because I think it's so powerful. Andrew, I know I have your permission, so I'm not even going to ask. So anyways, so Andrew was in a car accident as a 16-year-old and had a traumatic brain injury. And yes, recovered, for that moment in time. And then, of course, things resurfaced as an adult, which is when we met. And we've used so many things to help him on his journey to reclaim his brain health. And as you mentioned, the fifth pillar is sleep. Well, we've been using, the BOD and then now the Renew. And he gets a deeper sleep, and the BOD is unlocking those memories of the car crash. Well, as you know, it allows you to release the trauma. So this is what I'm being called to train. You're not destined to live with the brain that you have or the pain that you have or the itchy skin that you have or the gut health that you have. You have the opportunity to do something about it. And there are so many ways. And if our ways don't resonate with you, that's okay.
I can tell you that you can go find someone where it does resonate with you. My suggestion is that you find somebody who's going to talk to you about real food. Because medication, Western medication, is good for emergency situations and not good for long-term health. So, you know, if you're in the Chicago area, give Dr. JR a call to see him in person. If you're in the Georgia area, call me. I'll help you. You prefer virtual? Give us both a try.
Exactly. Oh, they got excited.
We have a spirit in the house.
Look at that.
We have a spirit in the house. Who's here? Who's here, honey? Mama's here. Okay. Okay, you have something to say. Hold on, she has something to say. What is it that you want to say? Okay, it's just her general. I'm not minimizing it. I'm sorry. So she always likes to say, start with heart, everybody. She says, okay, yeah, she has more to say. She says, start with heart. She says, the world is experiencing a lot of trauma right now. And if you can go into your heart she says, listen to Dr. JR. He's talking to you about meditation and learning how to be and to bring in the calm. And right now there's no more important time to do that than the present moment is what she's saying. And she ended that with a poop. All right. You shitting on me? I'm just saying.
Well, thank you for that wisdom, my dear.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah, she's brilliant. All right, what have we, let me go back to our notes, because I'd like to make sure that we say, talk about movement.
It's so little time.
we have 30 minutes, and actually I have to go to commercial in 3, but,
right.
And we'll make it a short one. Why don't we do this so that we have the time? Why don't you just kind of tease people with what you want to talk about in movement in like 30 seconds or less. I'll go to commercial and we'll come back and we'll talk about movement.
Okay. You want to do movement or fasting?
Oh. Fasting.
The third pillar is fasting. And then we'll get to movement if that's okay.
All day long. So that's the tease. We're going to talk about fasting, what it means, the definition of fasting, because it's different for everybody. And we want to talk about fasting. Thank you.
It's going to be great.
Let's see if we can get the commercials going. Run this commercial. It's about neutralizing electromagnetic frequencies in the home. This is different. So instead of wearing the charm that I have, which is on sale right now, or getting a neutralizer for the home also on sale, you can have cast a frequency over the longitude and latitude of your home using a company called Fluffy, affectionately called Fluffy, Focused Life Force Energy. Here you go. I'm pretty transparent. So yes, in our private chat about the lighting. So if you have a little,
it's blazing behind me, so I'm trying.
Yeah, no, you're so actually I can see your face pretty well.
Right, perfect.
The curly whites, right? So if you want to adjust your light just a little bit, and I'll there you go, right there. You're awesome. Yeah, much better. You're awesome.
Not good, but that's okay. We'll make it work.
Always. So I'm excited. Let's talk fasting.
You know, this is another one we could talk for hours, but let me keep it short.
Okay.
Fasting, in a nutshell, mm-hmm. fasting is to go without.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can. There are so many ways of. There are so many things you can fast from. When it comes to food. You can do a fruit fast. You can do a fat fast. You can do a water fast. You can do a dry fast.
What's a fat fast? Do you give up fast?
No. So that's the misconception. Is usually when you just like a water fast, for example, when you do a water fast, you don't give up water. You're just consuming water for a period of time. A fat fast is you are only consuming fat for a period of time. Okay.
I'm going to just type in for a quick second so that people know why that's so important, because so many misconceptions about fat. People, you need fat for your brain, period. Let's just end it there. Dr. JR will expand upon that. Yeah, he's working on his light. So while he's working on his light, I'll talk about fat. Fat is so important. The source of your fat is so important. So when I buy red meat, which I don't eat a lot of it, although there's a lot in my freezer right now because we bought a quarter cow. But anyway, we like to have the fat, right? The fat is so healthy for your brain and so for your cognitive function. Don't give up fat. Okay,
fat is the number one food group that is necessary. Okay, especially good fats. It is what fuels our body. Fats are good, all right? I'm not talking about fried chicken, all right?
Thank you.
I'm talking about good, natural fats. They are a necessity. Grass-fed butter, coconut oil, avocado, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah, and avocado, people, think about guacamole. That's avocado, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to get in fat, go for pecans, almonds, cashews, Brazil nuts. Now, Brazil nuts will actually, if you eat four of those a week, it'll plummet your cholesterol levels by 20 points.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very quickly. We have a misconception,
right?
That will increase your cholesterol. That is not true. Okay. All right, if you consume good fats, your cholesterol can harmonize and regulate itself very quickly. But fasting, real quick. Mm-hmm. Fasting is to go without, okay? Mm-hmm. I began my fasting journey, I want to say 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I've tried every form of fasting out there, mm-hmm. okay? I started off with intermittent fasting, and we're going to talk very, very distinctly about intermittent fasting, because that is something that everybody can do, should do for their well-being. But I started off with intermittent fasting, which is stopping or not eating anything for a period of time during the day and having an eating window, to a longer fast, 3 days, 7 days of just water, for example. I've done now 21 plus water only fasts, water fasts,
and
where
wait,
I consume
how
only
long
water.
Did you only drink water for?
I'm sorry.
How long was your water fast for?
21 days.
That's a long time. I want to type in here about that.
So I'm somebody that doesn't recommend anything to patients I haven't tried before. I'm one of those old school mentalities.
Oh, I'm the same way. If I haven't done it, someone at the health club yesterday by the name of Chris asked me about fasting. I said, you want to tune into the show? I said, I don't fast. You know, I'm not an expert on it, not even close. Mm-hmm. I said, but we do have an expert on the show. So, but I want to say this. I do some of the things that you're mentioning, right? So I'll just have I'll do things where I'm drinking my nutrients for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So not putting in food that is difficult for my body to digest, like meat, chicken, fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do like the nutrient drink that you saw, the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my dandelion coffee, which is not coffee. It's made from dandelion, so it's another mm-hmm. way to detox your body. So are you saying mm-hmm. that you would consider that a intermittent fast of sorts?
It is a type. It is a type. Let's go to why the most important factor or one of the most important factors of fasting, and it is a process called autophagy.
Autophagy, okay.
And autophagy is basically a recycling of your cells, a cleansing on a cellular level, so that the old cells that aren't functioning to their peak can be recycled or, you know, can die off properly, and you can recreate more, better, robust cells for your body to use.
Right. So talk. Okay. So cells replace themselves. How often again?
Constantly.
So we have to make sure we are fueling our cells with the proper stuff, so they can either rejuvenate or die off. Right.
So when you refrain from eating. Okay, you give your body a rest period. Okay, in a time and in a society where food is abundant, it is necessary to give your body a break every now and then. Okay, that is why break fast is the morning is the name for the morning for the first meal of the day, but. When you fast for a period of time, and they say that anywhere between 12 and 16 hours is a good period of time to start this process called autophagy. This cellular recycling is necessary, again, so that you could let the old die off properly and get new, more better cells, essentially. Okay, so this is now a maintenance aspect for your body in order to rid yourself of pain, in order to decrease inflammation, in order to access a better healthy state. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I know we're short on time now.
Well, we also have a caller that came in. So do you want to take the call or?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I just want to finish this one. Can we put them on hold?
Oh, for sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, they are.
All right. So autophagy is that, and that is one of the most important factors of fasting. So what is 12 hours? 12 hours seems like a lot in the everyday mind, right? But if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and you go to sleep, and you sleep about 8 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 hours, you've just fasted.
Oh, okay, so I do that all the time.
And say instead of having a hearty breakfast, you extend it to maybe 4 hours. You've done your 12-hour fast, and you've reached a state of autophagy, okay?
And how do you spell autophagy? Well,
A-T-H-A-G-Y.
Love it.
Okay. And this is something everyone can do. So let's take the call, and then I'm gonna make a quick point on what breaks a fast,
okay,
and what you can ingest that will not break your process of autophagy.
Great, and I also want to I try to display Naima's comment from about a couple minutes ago. But it was tough because it was so long, it takes up the whole screen. Let me see if I can try this again. Hold on. She says, Grand Rising, thank you so much for empowering information. I agree with Fagala. I hope I spelled it right, close enough. I'm reading a book on intuitive communication, and I'm learning that we can send vibrations of love and peace from our hearts and bring calmness to those who are in distress. All right. So thank you, Naima. Awesome. And Zelda says, just started fasting every other day and I feel so good. Fasting is the best body stress relief. My first meal today is an avocado smoothie. Yay. And so I would add to that, like when we're talking fasting, water, make sure that you're sourcing your food properly. Because if you're fasting with toxic water, this is not a good thing. And if you need information on water filters, give me a call.
Also, if you're interested in fasting and you don't know how, please call me. Call a professional, because unless you are in tune with your body, unless you know the difference between hunger and behavior, unless you know how the effects and the possible ickiness that can come with fasting, it's going to be a lot easier for you to do so having a professional or a medical practitioner giving you some insight behind it. Do not go into doing a 20-day water fast from the back. It is a bad idea. Please don't do so. I did it because I wanted to see what it did for me, and I could talk hours on that on end. But start off with 12 hours, 16 hours every single day. Every single person can do this.
Let me bring on that caller. We're going to bring you onto a call, or onto the show, I mean. Hi, welcome to Self-Care. Can I get your name and where you're calling from?
Grand Rising, Jody. This is Kwame Sunhorse, and I'm on stolen land of the Muscogee Creek here in Georgia.
Kwame, how are you?
I'm very grateful, but Creta just told me to call in, and I was looking at, speaking on fasting, and what we have in our native tradition is what we call humblecha, or cry for a vision, and the sun dance. Those are two ceremonies that we abstain from food or water for 4 days. And in that, doing that, we're putting nature on the vision quest. You're putting nature by yourself alone with a blank. And you do nothing but pray and cry and ask Creator and Mother Nature to give you what it is your purpose is for that time that of ceremony. And so these are ways in which have been used for hundreds of years. And we even had it banned at one time, when they took away our ceremonial rites, and now we have it back, and we do it diligently. And when you make commitment for Sundance, for 4 years you commit to this, that you go back every year, and you go on humblecha first, which is the 4 days and three nights in nature up on the hill alone, and cry for the vision. And then you do your Sundance, which is 4 days of no food and water, and you dance looking into the sun, where you're downloaded with the information that you will do for the year until your next commitment back to Sundance. And so these are ways of indigenous people here on Turtle Island that were very important for them to connect. Because when you disconnect from your digestive system, the subconscious connects back to the conscious, and they become one. And then when you're in nature, that connection and having that being fed by spirit and be given the nutrients that spirit will give you, and the body can go without food or water for 4 days.
Dr. J.R.?
Very, very true. Thank you for sharing. I didn't catch the name. I'm so sorry.
It's Kwame.
But thank you for sharing that.
Kwame.
Because it what you are describing is a spiritual fast, and it is beautiful to incorporate a spiritual fast. I'm not downgrading this by any means. I'm just saying that not everyone needs to do a spiritual fast. In the sense that everyone can reap the same, I'm going to call it biochemical benefits of fasting in doing a short-term intermittent fast. In fact, every person should do this for optimal wellness and healthcare. But if you would like to do it for spiritual reasons, if you would like to do a spiritual fast, there are many ways of doing so, and there are many places that offer spiritual fasting. And I think I think everyone should at least try it once because it is very powerful. It is a very powerful type of fast. Yes.
Well, I used to do that for when I was practicing Judaism. You know, we would fast on Yom Kippur.
Of course.
Yeah, for the Day of Atonement.
So there are many forms of fasting as long as you understand that you do not have to do a detrimental long-term fast of stopping yourself from enjoying your food and your water. You can do a period of time every single day and reap the same benefits. So, what did we finish with the call? I don't want to continue without.
Well, let me put him back on. I just muted for a minute. So, Kwame, do you have any other questions for Dr. Raphael or Jean Raphael Jaya?
But what? Yeah, one other question, and it's very important that in doing that spiritual fast that you are connecting to your higher self is what it's really doing to, is because when you shut down the digestive, the subconscious controls all of those parts. And when you're connecting the oneness back together, the conscious and the subconscious, and in that remaking, because even in seasonal fasting, you fast for each season, clear out the body, and prepare it for the new season of digestion. So those are just things in which we understand in indigenous teachings. Thank us.
Yeah, and I'm just going to speak to this for a moment. I just realized, so Kwame, thank you for, you know, saying connecting to your higher self, really. So in the past, when I've been very, very stressed out, you know, I know a lot of people turn to food. I don't. I can't eat. I drink water, but I don't eat. And sometimes it can go for a whole day or a day and a half. And I'm not intentionally fasting, but I can't process food until I process my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for both of you enlightening me. I'm always a student before I'm the teacher. I will tell you that.
We are all students. Even the grand master of technique will always be a student. We are all students of life.
Mm-hmm. And so what I realize is that, fasting can really, it's really allow, here's the download. It's what I just said. So if you are, you can't process food well, digest it well, if you can't digest or process your emotions first. And so if your whole emotional body is in a state of distress, bringing something on for it to process is not a good idea. But
correct.
Do you see a professional for that? And I'm not the one. I'm not the
you
one
know,
for this.
It, as long as you give your system a break every now and then, it is necessary because we have, you know, all of these years previous to now where we have bombarded our system with so much food in abundance. We have all-you-can-eat places, and we are not bears. We're not hibernating. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good fogo de chao, all right? But I'm not going to eat there on a daily basis. Fogo de chao is a Brazilian restaurant that is mostly meats, and it's wonderful. But again, everything in moderation. So if you give yourself every day just a few hours, a little bit than what you sleep at night, 8 hours of sleep, you're going to allow your body proper maintenance on a biological, biochemical aspect, and you're going to allow your mitochondria, which are the battery generators in your cells, to properly maintain themselves. And last thing on fasting, and then we have to go into movement in the last 10 minutes. I just saw that. But two things that will not break your fast, okay? And there are more and more studies that show this. Two things that will not break your fast with regards to the biological benefits of fasting. One is fat. Rephrase that. I'm sorry. Two things that will break your fast. Mm-hmm. Two things that will break your fast. One is protein. Mm. Anything that begins the protein digestion will break a fast.
Okay.
And anything that is sugar. Okay? When or anything that will raise your insulin levels. Those two factors will break a fast. So essentially, you can do a fast for however period of time you want and have fats, why fats are so important. You can have fats in abundance and you will not break your fast. You will still have that autophagy, that cellular recycling. You will still gain much more energy. You will allow your body so that it can reset the gut lining. You will have better sleep at night. The list of benefits when it comes to fasting is ginormous. Medical
okay,
term.
So that means you get to have your few simple chocolates. It's vegan, right? And there's no coconut sugar.
It will break your fast.
Yeah, I lied because it's got coconut sugar
Start off with, even if you don't know anything about fasting, do some research online. See what resonates with you. Start off with the 8 hours that you're going to be mostly sleeping, right? For those of you that sleep 8 hours, and do a little extra more. Start off with 2 hours extra. Bring it up to 4 hours extra. If you could get to do a 16-hour fast, and it's easy to do if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and don't eat anything until noon the next day, you are going to reap the benefits of intermittent fasting, and you do not need to do a long-term fast.
Okay, there's a question that came through on the text message, and it's a really great question. And I have a comment also, but more important, can you fast if you're diabetic?
You can fast if you're diabetic. Please contact a professional if you do so that they can explain the mechanics behind that. That is a discussion that will lead us way into past the 9 o'clock mark. But yes, you can do fasting if you are diabetic.
Okay. And then the other thing I want to say, because I think this is kind of how I felt at one point in time. Could you not bite mama's ring? So when you're thinking about fasting, you know, not everybody thinks this way, but some of us do. Okay. Fear of missing out. FOMO. You're not missing out on anything. And you don't have to go into deficit mode of what I'm not going to have. Think about the things. This is a mindset change. What are you going to gain from releasing something else? I'm going to tell you something I know without a doubt in my mind. Every time you let go of something or close a door, God opens up another one for you. And it happens without fail. So if you're not going to have the banana cake for 12 hours, guess what? You're going to get something else. Or if you're not going to have steak or chicken or fish for 12 hours or 18 hours, God's going to show you something else. It might be that he shows you either someone or an experience or a feeling which you didn't have before that time. So be prepared to receive the goodness. Go ahead, Dr.
Fasting does not have to be, you know, we have this idea of going without food is impossible, right?
It's very possible.
Or it's painful, or it's not comfortable. No, not the case. Everyone can do intermittent fasting with ease. And plus, I just told you that you can consume fats. So something like a bulletproof coffee or a bulletproof tea where you add a little bit of butter in your coffee is going to not only expedite the autophagy process, but it's going to be satiating. And you're not going to get the jitters of just drinking normal coffee. And you're not, and that energy is going to be elongated throughout the day. And you're not going to feel hungry. If you could do the same thing with tea. Do you have to buy the bulletproof brand? Of course not. Just add a little bit of grass-fed butter in your coffee or in your black tea, and you're going to reap the benefits of your short intermittent fast. You're not going to feel that you know, urge to eat, to devour every pound, because it's not the case. You're just giving yourself a small break of food intake, and you are allowing your body, call it a biohack. This is what David Asprey mentions, that when you add butter and MCT oil in your coffee, you reap the benefits
making you laugh?
That was funny. I thoroughly enjoyed that. But please do the research. You know, David Asprey is someone I recommend highly. View his videos on YouTube. He's done the research. He's done. He has the information. His book, actually, Fastest Way. And no, I don't tell this, by the way. But his book, Fastest Way, is one of the best books on fasting I have come across. But needless to say, the benefits are there. It's huge, and it is a necessity in the way we have been living our daily lives here in the West, so that we can cleanse our system little by little and reset our optimal biological, biochemical, healthy state.
Okay, so you kind of, you know, set me up for this. I created this recipe a few years ago called Not Your Mama's Hot Cocoa, and it applies to your coffee, it applies to your tea. And here's what you really want to know. It's about, you know, so if you're going no protein and no sugar, right, you modify this recipe for what you're trying to achieve. But you mix in two teaspoons organic cacao powder, all these different mushrooms, a pinch of coconut oil, right, like what you were talking about, echinacea, dandelion herb. Now, here we've got maple syrup. Well, you can't have sugar if you're going on a fast, but you can do monk fruit sweetener, right, zero glycemic index. So, you know, you just have to choose. And there's here's a recipe on my website. I also have on YouTube a video, kind of silly. I will just tell you now, very silly. I'm doing a dance.
If you're doing a fasting for the purposes of autophagy, then you must follow the no protein and not raising your insulin level rule. Okay, but if you're doing a cleanse, do a juice cleanse. I'm preparing myself to do once the spring season actually begins, and here in Chicago it's a little wonky, but I'm preparing myself to do a 2 to 3 week fruit fast, which I only consume just because I'm being called to do so. So again, play around with your fasting. Please, if you have any questions, call your medical practitioner. Call me.
Call Dr. JR, really, because he's so, let me just put it this way. Call Dr. JR, okay? If you have questions about fasting, call him. I'm not your person to call. I mean, usually I would say call either one of us. I'm not your person to call on this for fasting. It's important, and it's something I'm learning. Hopefully, you know, Dr. JR, you'll teach me. So, but yeah. call Dr. JR if you want to learn more about fasting. And we have his information in the thread. And it looks like we have one more comment. And Andrew says, thank you for your insights, JR. You know, we're so grateful to have you here. And you're such a blessing in our lives. I will send you a sample of the Renew and the Leap. And let me just put up here again how people can get in touch with you. And then if anybody else is listening and you want to reclaim your health and you're serious about this, I'll send you a sample. They're not cheap. So you means you have to take a phone call from me and you have to actually use the sample. So let me just hop on here. I just need to see if I can, I've got more comments again. All right, let's see. Here we are. So for Dr. Jean Raphael, he's at Be Optimal in Skokie. He's on Old Orchard Road. Phone number 847-486-8000. And then I think right below here, so this is the website, okay? It's www.beoptimal.com. If you want to just learn more about JR, you know, put in the / and add JRHEIZ. Any last thoughts or before we?
Jody, I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to have you invite me again so that we could talk about the fourth pillar and sleep.
So all day, and we'll figure out a time for sure. I love having you here. And plus, I need to learn more about fasting. So
we can have a whole conversation on that. It's amazing. I cannot tell you the journey I've been doing these different things, various types of fasting. It's amazing what you feel.
You connect with God. I did this. And by the way, Tinkerbell is sending her love to you, by the way.
Thank you.
I did this. I was working with a client the other day, and I don't know if I have it, but I did this circle, right? And I did a pie chart out of it, and I made three slices of the pie. And this is what I got was just my three R's, which I'm not sure if they're the ones I learned or not, but it's what was brought to me. So remove the toxicity, you know, replace with, I think I said, like nutrients, and then receive the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we can clear our pineal gland and we can clear our body of the toxins and we can just be who we are in our body bags that are here on loan from, you know, the universe, we can really hear.
We'll have to talk about the correct listening, correct diet, and correct speech next time, too.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what I want to say about this, you guys are just pooping all over the place. Welcome to my world, getting shit up. And not in a bad way. What I do and what you do, people think, oh, it's so special, I can't do that.
Everyone is able to do this.
Yeah, it's your divine right. It's your divine right. All right, so we're going to run the banner and the bye-bye banner, if I can just find this.
Such an honor to be with you today. Thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy Tuesday. Subscribe to the channel for YouTube, and you can win a free intuitive reading. All right.
Have a good day, everybody. Thanks. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.